Okay, this file's pretty simple and straightforward. Basically, when you say the trigger phrase, you'll be transformed into a werewolf. You will experience the entire transformation, and you will stay that way until you revert yourself back to normal. That's pretty much all there is to it, so...
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening. And you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen to my voice and obey and relax. Now, I want you to hear a special phrase, a phrase that will have a special meaning only to you, and it will only mean something when you say it. When you say, "It's my time to howl," you will immediately begin a transformation. The transformation will start the moment you finish those words, and it will take several minutes, probably 5 or 10 minutes. You will find it very, very intense and extremely erotic. What will happen is, you will begin to transform into a werewolf. That's right. Your body will begin to transform into that of a werewolf. You will feel it as the transformation begins. You'll begin noticing it as your hand begins to change, shrinking down, becoming more paw-like. Your fingers changing into the paws of a wolf. And as that happens, you will also notice the hair beginning to sprout on your body. You will actually feel it growing. And your normal human hair will disappear, shrinking away as thick, black fur begins to sprout and spread over your entire body. Your muscles will begin to shift. They will begin shifting and changing as your body begins to change. You will notice that your arms begin changing. They will begin becoming the legs of a werewolf, as will your back legs. They will become your hindquarters. The muscles will adjust and change. They will become the sleek, powerful muscles of an animal. They do not work the same as a human's. They do not move the same as a human's. So the transformation will be very, very intense. As your shoulders literally shift and move, and your neck adjusts, and your spine changes, and all the while the hair sprouts in and grows. Each and every last one of these changes will be very, very intense. You'll find that you are no longer speaking like a person. In fact, the entire transformation will probably drag you to the ground and make you moan and snarl and growl. It will be a very intense possibly even slightly painful, at least uncomfortable transformation as your body begins to shift and change, redirecting your blood, redirecting everything. You will find yourself shifting. You will not be able to stand like a person. You'll be brought down to all fours. You will find yourself in this position as your body continues to transform. The next transformation will be your head. Your head is going to go through a major transformation. A very intense transformation. As you will begin feeling your jaw shifting. Your jaw will begin shoving its way outward, stretching and elongating, becoming longer and more animal-like, longer and more like that of a wolf. Your eyes will change, they will get larger, and they will set differently. You will no longer have a forehead, and you will find your ears shift upwards, moving up, and then they will begin growing fur and shifting back as they become the pointed ears of an animal. The pointed ears, the black fur. As the fur grows in over your head, your jaw elongates out, your nose growing with it, merging with it until you've got the nose of an animal as well. And your teeth will begin shifting as well as your jaw and mouth shift. You will feel them. You will feel them growing into a point, spreading out, becoming canines as opposed to human molars and teeth. They will no longer be these little rounded things. They will be sharp and capable of tearing at flesh. You will feel yourself shifting through this transformation. Every inch of your body transformed. The hair growing, the body changing and shifting. And as you are forced to the floor, as that portion of the transformation happens, you will also find yourself beginning to grow a tail. And that's right, a tail begins sprouting out right above your ass. It will begin pushing out as your body changes and adapts. It will grow out longer, full of bushy hair, capable of wagging and movement, the muscles, the bones along it, shifting and changing. As you are forced to the floor, your rib cage will change as well. It will drop down and elongate, the ribs pulling in, your spine adjusting as it forces you down into the animalist position that you are forced into. As it forces you down into the position that a wolf lives in, that a wolf exists in. You will feel your spine shift and change. You will feel your ribs shift and change. You will feel your hands shrinking down and becoming those of an animal. Not just any animal, but a great, huge, black wolf that snarls and barks and drools and growls. A beast. That's right, that's what you're changing into. Even your thought processes will begin to change. You'll begin seeing the world differently, smelling and hearing the world differently. Your ears will actually notice sounds differently because they will come at you differently. Each ear having its own sense of hearing. Your eyes functioning much the same way as a dog, seeing down deeper into the wavelengths that allow you to see in the night. You will also begin to smell the world. The nose of an animal like a wolf or a dog is thousands of times more sensitive than that of a human. You will be able to smell the world around you. You will actually be able to smell the people in the room, the people across the hallway. Someone close enough, you could actually almost smell their beating heart. Everyone generating so many different, vibrant smells. They are all over, and your new nostrils will take them in. And this, too, will cause you to howl. because you will be a hungry, wild animal. The change will still not be complete as it brings you to the floor. There is another change that has to happen. Your cock is going to begin changing. It is a very significant change. Human's cock is just a piece of flesh, but the cock of an animal, a dog or a wolf, is actually a piece of bone. You will feel the bone growing in down it, growing in, elongating it, making it much harder. The shaft becoming something that is actually rigid and inflexible, something that extends as you become erect, actually thrusting its way out, a hard, solid piece of flesh. It is rigid, it does not bend, there is no way to bend it. Even if you could, you wouldn't be able to because you no longer have hands. You have paws. You have paws where your hands were and where your feet were. Your hindquarters move like a dog's, like a wolf's. You know exactly what the animal looks like. You've pictured it in your mind, and you've probably seen these transformations. These transformations that happen on the silver screen in movies. You've seen them before. You've probably imagined what it must feel like. Your body shifting and changing. Your vocal cords changing, because they too will change. They will change to those of an animal. You will lose the ability to speak like a human being. You will only be able to growl, snarl, bark. You will no longer speak as a human. You will no longer think or act as a human as your body shifts and changes, transforming you into a werewolf. And then, once the transformation is done, you will remain as this creature for as long as you desire. And when you are done being this creature, you will bark out the equivalent of reverse to normal. It will not be human speech, it will be animal growls, but you will recognize it for what it is. And once you make these sounds, then the transformation will reverse itself. Your human body will begin to exert itself once more. Your body will begin reshaping itself. Your arms growing back the way they were. Your fingers returning to you. Your neck changing back to that of a human. The fur pulling back in, only to be replaced by human hair. Your jaws pulling back in, returning to the shape of a human mouth. Your face returning to the shape it was as your ears pull back down onto the sides where they once were, and your eyes return to their original shape. Your rib cage stretching back in, pulling back up more the shape of a human. Your legs no longer hindquarters. Your tail pulling back up in, becoming your spine again. Your penis returning to a normal, human, fleshy shaft. This transformation, like the original transformation into a werewolf, will last over several minutes and you will experience it. You will experience every single little thing, every little detail, until you have once again returned to who you were before you transformed, before you said, "It's my time to howl." You will remember everything that happened while you were a werewolf. You will be able to play those memories back whenever you want to, but you will return to the person you were before you said those words. But you will remember them. You will remember them, and you will remember the transformation, and you will be able to cause it to happen anytime you want from now on, although you may find a slightly stronger desire to have it happen during the full moon. This is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on, and you will come back to this file time and time again, listening to it, until you've memorized it, until you can experience every single nuance of the transformation. And now, now it is time. Time to wake back up, refreshed and awake on the count of five. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.